This week, the Trump administration dispatched federal officers to Minnesota amid renewed concerns over fraud. The deployment comes after right-wing influencer Nick Shirley posted a video on YouTube last week claiming without proof that daycare centers operated by Somali residents in Minneapolis had misappropriated more than $100 million. In response, FBI Director Kash Patel wrote on X his agency was already investigating and that, quote, this is just the tip of a very large iceberg. And Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem posted this video yesterday of agents on the ground in Minneapolis. But state and city officials questioned Shirley's claims that come as the Somali community in Minneapolis was already facing the administration's immigration crackdown. To break it all down, I'm joined by Jeff Mitrot of the Minnesota Star Tribune, who's been covering this story. Jeff Mitrot, thanks very much. Welcome to the NewsHour. Federal prosecutors said earlier this month they're investigating some $9 billion worth of fraud in more than a dozen Medicaid-funded programs in Minnesota. That is much broader, much larger than anything they've announced previously. So explain, what's new here?
What's new here is that, a fraud problem that started with a COVID-era really relief program to help kids get meals when the schools were all shut down has just spiraled into this sort of giant monster that just keeps spreading from one program to another. It seems like there's a playbook that's been passed around out there, and dozens, if not hundreds, of criminals are figuring out how to rip off the state for it's certainly hundreds of millions of dollars. If they get the $9 billion, my God, that's a huge lift. I guess it's possible, but there's been a little bit of skepticism about that number too.
In the video, Nick Shirley visits several daycares. Some appear closed, and some turn him away when he asks to see children. And he seems to take this as proof that the centers are fraudulent. What is he claiming, and how does it square with your reporting?
Well, it's not investigative reporting by any stretch of the imagination. I can't imagine these daycare facilities letting a stranger in the door. That seems like a violation of all kinds of rules, state and federal. But it does make good theater, and it does raise actually questions about the legitimacy of some of these sites. Some of these do not look like your standard daycares. Blacked out windows, sites that are not that family friendly, and so it looks damning, and it may very well be that some of these sites are not taking care of children. It looks like a couple of them actually have been closed for some period of time. So, did he cherry pick a list, for sort of maximum impact visually that ultimately is going to turn out to be nothing? We don't know yet. The state hasn't shared any of their results from what they saw on the streets this week when they went and they visited those daycare centers.
Have any of the sites themselves responded?
Yeah, we've heard from several of them. We visited some of them today and yesterday. They're pushing back and saying, it's business as usual here. We're still open. My colleague was in one today that had 50 kids present, which certainly, is not the narrative that we saw in the video. And it did not look like a staged situation, like they just suddenly, put in a bunch of cots for kids. But that said, we haven't visited all of them, and at least one of them has had quite a history of problems, including failure to report what looks like either the death of a child or some other kind of very very serious incident. These look like some facilities that may have some issues. Whether they're committing fraud, that's a different question.
As you know, Republicans have put the blame on Minnesota's Democratic governor, Tim Walz. And here's what his office told us in part, quote, fraud is unacceptable and it is appropriate that the federal government is investigating problems in federal programs. The governor has been combating this for years. And before the viral video, the state had already referred these cases to law enforcement. What has the state and federal response been even before the latest allegations?
Very robust at the federal level. Somewhat tepid at the state level. And so I think there's legitimate questions that have been raised about whether the state did what it needed to do at the beginning to shut this thing down. Now, there's certainly has been a lot of action at the state level recently to try to crack down, create new guardrails, to create new processes that would catch fraud and prevent these kind of things from happening again. But a lot of critics are saying this is a little bit too little too late.
And finally, the Somali community in Minneapolis has been demonized by the President of the United States, who has called them, quote, garbage. He said, we don't want them in our country. And here's what Ahmed Samatar told our Fred DeSam Lazara before these new allegations. He's a Somali professor at McAllister College in St. Paul. He's lived in Minnesota for over 30 years.
The consequences could be frightening for many Somalis, especially young people who would think that they were born here. They're living the life of a normal citizen, going to school and getting on with life, and therefore should now have to watch their back all the time because they are targeted as an unwanted foreign group of people. That's the danger.
How is this renewed attention affecting the Somali community?
Absolutely. They've been under siege now for weeks with this crackdown by ICE, and I think the recent video, I mean, based on the hate mail that I'm getting for the stories that we've done that have raised some questions about both things that the state have done, statements that the feds have made, I can't imagine what it's like to be a Somali person in our community right now. You know, Minnesota is home to the largest Somali community in the United States. Over 100,000 folks are living here. You know, they're police officers, they're teachers. A handful of them are criminals. But it's painted the entire community with a very broad brush.
Jeff Mitrot is with the Minnesota Star Tribune. Thank you very much.
Thank you.